Do you know that studies have found that having frenemies may be damaging to our mental and physical health? 53% of our friendships, it looks like 53% of those are reciprocal. The other 47% are people who really aren't our friends, but we try to trust them.
Yeah.
We try to talk to them, to get support from them, but they give backhanded compliments. They don't listen. They're just waiting on their turn to talk. They don't actually care. And these frenemy encounters raise our blood pressure for up to 2 days after these interactions. They're linked to long-term depression because we think something is wrong with us when this person that we care about doesn't treat us with care. And we try and we question ourselves and we get hurt over and over again. And you can see this everywhere from school relationships all the way up into adulthood because it's a repeating pattern. Examine your relationships for these markers because this is more detrimental than knowing that you don't like somebody. Do you know that? That you don't have the same mental and physical reactions to somebody that you know that you don't like because you accept it. But when you keep trying to pursue these friendships with people who are not your friends, you get hurt. You question yourself. So you know what? Examine those relationships for those markers and then let those hurtful ones go. Just let them go. You'll have more time for people who love you. You'll have more trust. You'll have more energy to give to the people that you care about. So avoid those interactions. Seek more positive relationships. Focus on personal growth. Your real friends are the ones that support you when you're winning. We talked about kryptonite. Kryptonite. It says, if I go crazy, will you still call me Superman? Yeah. It's easy for people, especially these frenemies, to kind of be there because they, when you're suffering, they can handle that. They can be around that. But when you're winning, they don't want to celebrate with you. Be with these friends that it's like, when I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? That's part of it. It's like, you know, are we that close? Will you be there for me when I'm down? Will you be there for me when I'm up? And if you look at these relationships and you discover that these people are not that for you, that is hurting you. That is where it is worse to try and hold on to those relationships than to just let them go. Let them go. And one of the most beautiful qualities of those true friendships, you know, you can be there for each other. It is one of those things where you understand them and they understand you. And it's not going to be perfect and they see you for as you are. A good friend holds up a mirror to you in a loving way. And they're the ones that you can just really be yourself. And I hope y'all pursue that for yourself. Just let the other ones go. You don't need them. They're hurting you. Having a quantity. Mm-hmm. This is quality over quantity. It's important for you. It's important for your mental and your physical health.
Boy, that's something to think about today.
I know you.
Woo,
I know you've been through that with people.
I have.
I know that you would you would just suffer and be in pain. I don't know what I did. I don't know. I think we're friends.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Everybody has gone through this. It's not an individual thing. It is. Mm-hmm. It is something that exists throughout humanity.
Yep.
Unfortunately. And I don't think these people necessarily mean to do that. That's just how they're treating you because they don't value you enough. So examine it.